take a leap into divine encounter as the anointed man of God, Bishop David O. Abioye, takes you into an adventure of a lifetime. God bless you as you listen. Brings reverence. I desire
to be with you. Everybody say, and I stand in awe of you, Holy God, to all praises, and I stand in awe of you, and I stand.
Somebody joyfully give a big shout unto the Lord, the God of our salvation, the King of kings and the Lord of lords. Hallelujah. Blessed be God forever. All my praise is you. And I stand. Hallelujah. Amen. Welcome somebody into this glorious new month. You are welcome, 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 welcome. into this glorious new month. Amen. Please get seated. God is a good God. Amen. Say with me, this is my month. I'm leaving nothing good out to the devil. I am taking what belongs to me. God made this month for me. I lay hold of my blessing. I lay hold of my success. I lay hold of my triumph. This is my month. If you believe it, will you shout aloud, amen? Second Samuel chapter 6, verse 15. Chapter 6, Second Samuel, verse 15. So, David and all the house of Israel, if you like, all the house of winners, brought up the ark of the Lord with shouting. And with the sound of the trumpet. Amen. Brought up the ark of the Lord. The ark of the Lord is a symbol of divine presence. After the children of Israel had departed Egypt, and while in the wilderness, waiting for the time for them to cross over Jordan into the promised land, there was an institution of the tabernacle. And among the instruments, or if you like, the principal instrument in the tabernacle was the ark of the Lord. The ark of the Lord. In the tabernacle, there were three compartments. The first one is the outer, the open court. And then next to it is the inner court. And next to that is the Holy of Holies. The inner court is also called the holy place. Then you have the Holy of Holies. And right there, you have the Ark of the Covenant. The Ark of the Covenant consists of three major things. Number one is the golden pot. The golden pot contains of sample of the manna that God gave to them to eat for 40 years. And secondly, it contains of the Aaron's rod, the rod of Aaron that budded. In their journey, there was a crisis. Some men rose up against Moses, claiming to have access to God the way Moses did. And the Lord commanded Moses to instruct Aaron to bring his rod. And all the other men brought their rod, because in their days prophets were moving with rods. And when they placed the rods, Moses' rod and the rod of other so-called prophets before the Lord, dry rod, by the following morning, the rod of Moses had budded with fresh, part of a tree. So that rod became significant. They put it inside the Ark of the Covenant. And thirdly, in the Ark of the Covenant, you had the tables of the covenant. The tables of stones that God gave to Moses while he was there on the mountain. the tables that contains the Ten Commandments. So the ark represents God's presence and God's acts in these three major ways that have been mentioned earlier on. The golden pot, where the manna is, represents food for them. Aaron's rod represents guidance. And the tables of the covenant represents relationship with God. Now, after they had crossed over, they couldn't move the tabernacle. The only thing they could move was the Ark of the Covenant. So the Ark of the Covenant became their asset. It became their asset. I had said earlier that the Ark of the Covenant represents the presence of God. So this Ark was going with them everywhere they went to. Now, it was by this Ark of the Covenant that they crossed River Jordan. If you read from Joshua chapter 3, there was a specific instruction given by God that the priest should carry the ark. And as they did, they stepped at the bank of River Jordan. The moment the priest stepped in with the ark on their neck, River Jordan parted. So divine presence is your capacity to part your Jordan. Oh, no wonder the Bible says, when the sea saw it, it fled. Jordan saw it and parted into two. The presence of God will go with you this month. Oh my God, if there is anything you want to do for your people this month, let it be the release of your presence. They carried the ark. They carried the ark, which signifies they carried the presence of God. And as they stepped at the bank of the river, it parted. And my Bible tells me that the priests were to stand in the middle of Jordan until all the children of Israel crossed. And when the last foot of the priest was removed from Jordan, it came back. You cannot carry his presence and be molested among men. I have said in our service last night that the greatest asset of man is the presence of God. The presence of God is your greatest asset. And the Spirit of the Lord came upon David from that day forward. The presence of God came upon him from that day forward. The Ark of the Covenant meant so much to them in their days. If you read the story of Eli in 1 Samuel chapter 4, the greatest concern of Eli was the Ark of God. In those days, when they go to war, they carry the ark with them. When they go to war, instead of carrying the ammunition and all of those stuff, they carry the ark of God. The ark of God was their defense. But because of the atrocities committed by the children of Eli, when they went to war, the ark could not work. And that's why, like I had mentioned last night in our service, purity has a way of enhancing divine presence. The purer you are, the closer God is. He is holy God. He cannot dwell in an unholy place. So, the heart of Eli was panting for the ark. And as soon as he heard that the ark of God has been taken by the enemy, he had stroke. The Bible says his neck fell backward and died. And as soon as that happened, one of his daughter-in-laws was to deliver. And at delivery, when she heard that the ark of God was taken, and she heard that her father-in-law had died, and she heard that her husband had died, hey, the Bible says she closed her eyes and gave a name to the child that was to be born, Ichabod. The glory of God has departed. So they called that child Ichabod. What are we saying?
This ark was a great asset to them, to their existence.
And so, this ark remained in the camp of the enemy for a long while. And when David came upon the throne, he must have heard or read about the ark of the Lord. And he was so eager to bring back this ark of God. Just like there must be a longing in our soul today to bring back the presence of God. My greatest cry for the church today is the restoration of God's presence. Too many congregations are empty of God. Great crowd, but God is not there. I have a great cry in my soul. Lord, restore your presence back to the church like it was of old. Restore your presence. My soul is crying like David in Psalm 132. Lord, remember David and all his afflictions? How that he has vowed in his heart, I will not give sleep to my eyes nor slumber to my eyelids until I have found a place for the God of Jacob. Arise, O Lord, to the place that has been prepared for you, you and the ark of your covenant. Let's cry for the restoration of divine presence. It's our greatest asset. Moses protested in Exodus chapter 33, verse 15. He said, Lord, if your presence will not go with us, don't take us away from here. God, don't take us. We will not move an inch except we are sure of your presence. Many of us do things in our human energy. We go out every day without the guarantee of divine presence. That's why we return as losers. We run businesses because we have money. We think everything we can do in life is about money. We go into places because of people that we are connected with, thinking that it's human connection that will guarantee our success. Our carnality has so grown that we have neglected the place of God. And so in the end, we return frustrated. And we return with all kinds of bruises and wounds and injuries around us. Irrecoverable sometimes. The presence of God. Moses said, Lord, don't take us away from here except your presence is going with us. And the Lord said to Moses, my presence shall go with you and I will give you rest. The foremost benefit of divine presence is rest. Rest at home, rest at work, rest in your career, rest in your business. My presence shall go with you and I will give you rest. Exodus chapter 33 verse 14. And Moses said, Lord, do you mean it? If you don't mean it, don't take us away from here. Before you leave here today, I want you to have a longing in your soul for divine presence. It is your security. It is the guarantee for victory. It is your defense. God's presence was with them. When Balaam rose up to curse them, he couldn't curse them. He stood parallel to them, he couldn't curse them. He climbed a mountain to curse them directly. He couldn't curse them. It turned out to be a blessing. When God's presence with you, curses become catalysts for blessings. Become catalysts for blessings. You know why I cannot be cursed by any man? I don't have to pray against them. I'm just walking in God's presence. The arrow you are shooting can't reach me except it has reached God. I'm living in Christ, in God. The glory departed when the ark was taken. May the ark of his presence not be taken away from you. So David was full of eagerness to bring back the ark of the Lord. Earlier, he made an attempt, and because they did not do it according to the due order, God made a breach with them. Before, men, priests, used to carry divine presence.
But David felt, well, we are in a new age. Let's introduce new technology. So he made some carts, some, if you like, something like chariots, to carry the Ark of the Covenant. And so the Ark was protesting and wanted to come down. This is not what I'm used to. I'm used to the soldiers of men. And when the Ark was protesting to come down, one young man called Uzziah put forth his hand to help the Ark. And in a humorous way that God's servant Bishop Oyedepo used to put it, he said, God brought out his leg from the Ark and kicked the man. That this is not the way to do it. And so the man died, and David was worried. What shall I do? And David discovered what to do. Just like we have read earlier in 2 Samuel chapter 6. Verse 12. Let's begin with that before we rise to begin to do what we came here to do this morning. Hallelujah. And it was told King David, saying, the Lord had blessed the house of Obed-Edom. Meanwhile, when they couldn't succeed the first time, hey, they abandoned the ark. Everybody was afraid. And it was so close to the house of a man called Obed-Edom. So the ark stayed in his house. May the ark stay in your house. Yeah. And for 3 months, hey, Obed-Edom was living in pleasure and enjoyment. You can't have divine presence and be drying up. All this drying up of money, drying up of the health, drying up of success, drying up of brain. It's because God's presence is not there. Nothing refreshes like God's presence. Nothing assures and guarantees like divine. Nothing fertilizes your brain like divine presence. You know what we call inspiration? It is the presence of God moving in the brain of man. Inspiration is the presence of God moving in the brain of man. You need this thing called inspiration. The presence of God moving in the brain of man is what we call inspiration. Divine calculation, divine insight is what we call inspiration. I get it every day. The house of Obed-Edom was blessed. And when David heard that the house of Obed-Edom was blessed and all that pertaineth unto him, when God's presence is with you, all that pertains to you is blessed. Your children, even your car is blessed. You don't have breakdown. You don't have engine knock. Hey, because of the ark of God. Hey, David became envious. So David went and brought up the ark of God from the house of Obed-Edom into the city of David. How do I carry his presence? How do I carry the ark? Number one, there must be gladness in your heart. Tell your neighbor, gladness of heart. Enough of frowning of face. Every day you look frowned, and you end up being fried. Amen. Those who frown will be fried. Stop frowning. Be cheerful. With gladness. With gladness. That God's presence can never come into a place of frown. Nothing repels God's presence than frowning. They brought the ark of God with gladness. With gladness. With gladness. Verse number 14. And David danced before the Lord with all his might. Number two way to bring down his presence is with dancing. With dancing. Dancers in God's presence are attractor of God's presence. With gladness, with dancing. And verse 15. So David and all the house of Israel brought up the ark of the Lord with shouting. Hallelujah. Three things they did to finally bring in the ark of God back to the city of David. You can bring that ark into your city, into your house. They brought it into the city of David. I am bringing down the ark of God into my house. I don't know what your name is, but you can put your name there. I'm bringing the ark of God into the house of who? Well, It's not just by confession. You will show it by doing what David did. He was glad in the Lord. Then he danced before the Lord. And he shouted. Amen. And the ark said, this is what I've been waiting for. This is what. You see, God likes shouting in all generations. If you read from Exodus chapter 19, before God came down on Mount Sinai, there was a great shouting. The Bible says the trumpet was blasted for long. And after it was blasted, there was a thundering in heaven. Then the mountain began to quake. And suddenly, the voice of the Lord was sounded. Without your sound, you cannot be conversant with God's sound. Hallelujah. Are you ready? Rise to your feet. Amen. How many of you want to see divine presence? Amen. With gladness. First of all, show gladness on your face. Show it to your neighbor. And ask your neighbor why your face they frown so now. Relax your face. Release your face. Release your smile. Oh! Release it. Release it. Release it. Don't let your neighbor rest until you see a smile on his face. Look out for another neighbor. Is he releasing gladness on his face? Oh! Come on. Come on. Hallelujah. I can't stand your frown face. I can't stand your frown face. Hallelujah. Amen. If you don't frown, if you frown, you fry. Amen. If you frown, you fry. Don't stop frying your destiny. Life is not as difficult. They brought the ark with gladness and then with dancing. With what? Some people thought, with the anniversary, I think they have finished their dancing. Now we are just starting. We are just starting. And then with shouts. Shout. Woo! Woo! Come on. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. And after that, like we were told from Psalm 81, we will open our mouth wide to make prophetic declarations, and then God will fill it. God will fill it. The level of your shout determines the level of the filling. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh! Glory to God. Oh! Hallelujah. Shout! 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 Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. If you are not tired of shouting, you are not tired of singing, you are not tired of dancing, then God will not be tired of manifesting His presence. Are you ready to praise Him? Let's go.
I was glad when they say, let us go to the house of the Lord. I was glad when they say, let us go into the house of the Lord. I was glad when they say, let us go to the house of the Lord. I was glad when they say, I am so glad, oh, when they say to me, let us go to the house of the Lord.
I am so glad when they say, let us go to the house of the Lord.
Holy people, shout out to the Lord with a voice of triumph.
Clap your hands. Holy people, shout out to the Lord with a voice of triumph.
Yes. Clap your hands. Holy people, shout out to the Lord with a voice of triumph.
Clap your hands.
Holy
people, shout out to the Lord.
Shout your joy. We clap your hands. Holy people, shout out to the Lord with a voice of triumph.
Clap your hands. Holy people, shout out to the Lord with a voice of triumph.
Clap your hands. Holy people, shout out to the Lord with a voice of triumph.
Clap your hands.
Clap your hands. Shout out
to the Lord.
Clap your hands, holy winners, shout out to the Lord with a voice of triumph.
Clap your hands,
clap your hands,
holy people,
clap your hands, give me a shout. Winners, clap your hands, holy people, shout out to the Lord with a voice of triumph.
Clap your hands,
clap your hands,
holy people, shout out to the Lord with a voice of triumph.
Clap your hands, holy people. Holy winners, shout out to the Lord with a voice of triumph. Shout out praise.
Shout out to the Lord with a voice of triumph.
Shout hallelujah. Holy glory to God. Hey, clap your hands. Holy people, shout out to the Lord.
Every living soul, praise the Lord.
Every living soul,
praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Every living soul, praise the Lord.
Every living soul,
praise the Lord.
Lift your voice and praise.
Every living soul, praise the Lord.
Every living soul,
praise the Lord.
Every living soul,
praise the Lord.
Every living soul,
praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Every living soul,
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 lift your voice and praise Him, lift your voice and
praise
Him, lift your hands and give Him
praise.
Every living soul,
every living soul.
Every living soul,
every living soul,
praise Him, praise Him, praise Him,
praise
Him,
praise
Him. Lift your voice up, shout hallelujah! Thank you, Jesus. Hey, come on, come on, come on, come on. Lord, we thank you. And praise Him this morning. Hey, I go make you a God. Hey, I go make you shakara. Hey, I go praise the Lord. I go dance and praise Him. Somebody dance and praise Him. Hey, I go shout for my God. Somebody, I can hear you, somebody. I say, I go shout for my God, yo. Come on, somebody. Hey, God is good, yo. She over kind, yo.
Oh, yes.
I go miracle. God is good.
Oh yes.
Jehovah kind.
Oh yes.
I will sing.
I sing about the goodness of God.
My eyes are seen.
My ears are heard. My mouth will talk about the goodness of God. My eyes are seen. My ears are heard. My mouth will talk about the goodness of God.
My eyes are seen.
My ears are heard. My mouth will talk about the goodness of God. My eyes are seen. My ears are heard.
Hallelujah, oh,
hallelujah.
Hey, hey, hey. Somebody give the Lord a shout of praise this morning. Around here, 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 around here,
They are going to hear.
Hallelujah!
Here we go. Come on. Victory, victory.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah,
victory, victory,
hallelujah.
He has given us victory.
He has given us victory. Come on, lift him higher. Higher, 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 higher. Jehovah, hey. He has given the victory. He has given the victory. We will lift him higher. Give it us victory. Jehovah, hey. He has given us victory. Hey, higher, higher, higher. Jehovah, hey. He has given us victory. In the morning, the new day will be there.
Listen, the next thing you are doing is the declarations of your expectation. He said, open wide your mouth and I will fill it. Amen. Lift up your voice. Don't mind who is next to you. Declare your expectations. Call for your desires. Hallelujah. Amen. In the month of June, you shall not be stranded. In the month of June, you shall not be stranded. In the month of June, you shall not be stranded. In the month of June, you shall not be stranded. In this great month, your destiny will assume a new speed of accomplishment. Every effort of the enemy to truncate your journey in life will have no place this month in the name of Jesus. This month, God's plan and purpose for your life shall become clearer. Now, in the next 1 minute, I'd like to ask you to remove your shoes. Lord, I am going from here today with your presence. Lord, honor me with your presence. Desperately speak to him. If you like, you may wish to kneel down before the Lord. Lord, honor me with your presence. Honor me with your presence. This month, let your presence go with me. I need you, Lord. I bow before you, Lord. Lord, honor me with your presence this month. Let your presence give me rest. Let your presence bring down your glory upon my life. Lord, I need your presence. Your presence. Your presence. Your presence. I have sang, I have danced, I have rejoiced in your presence. Let the glory of your presence go with me. Let the anointing of your presence go with me. Let the countenance of your presence go with me. Let the favor of your presence go with me. Let the success of your presence, the triumph of your presence, the victory of your presence, let it go with me, Lord. Let it go with me, Lord. I am not living here without your presence. Let the presence of the Lord go with me. Establish me in your rest. Lorolaba katalama sasareleaba katana nama shaktalaba. I need your presence, Lord, with me. I need your presence, Lord, with me. I need your presence, Lord. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, let your presence that dwells upon this altar go with your people. Balaam could not curse them. Divine presence was too thick. No curse will work against you this month. Divine presence was with them. They didn't lack water. They didn't lack bread. Because of divine presence, all through this month, lack nothing good. You shall not beg nor borrow. All your needs shall be met. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Almighty God. In Jesus' precious name. Welcome your neighbors again to this glorious new month. You are welcome. You are welcome. The word of the Lord will find fulfillment in life. Help me tell somebody, I know it is well with you all through this month. Hallelujah. In Jesus' wonderful name. Amen. Let's join our hands together. Hallelujah. No evil shall befall us in this camp. No plague will come near our dwelling. Every journey you make this month, you shall return safely. Every business you transact this month shall meet with success. All your children at home and abroad shall bring to you good news this month. Every woman due for delivery this month shall deliver safely. Every man in pursuit of one thing or the other shall return with success. All through the month, good news and good news and good news. It is well with your soul.